có thể tạm lòng sở thông chùa SBS Mong.
Here is SBS Radio Mong program, and today we have Chris Barnes, a clinician psychologist from GJ Foundation Australia. So you have been working for the last over two decades. And you have built resilience for families, kids, parents. So during this time, there are a lot of expected parents or new parents to be new parents. They're going to bring their new baby home, or they're preparing, planning to go to hospital during the coronavirus outbreak. So is there any thing that's worry them, make them anxious, or they don't know how to deal with the situation?
Yeah, no, look, thank you for having me. We at the GJ Foundation are not a problem. Like you said, we do support and counselling face-to-face, midline groups, although face-to-face is not at the moment, but ordinarily we do face-to-face counselling, but everything is digital now. So we support parents who are about to have a baby, or people who have gone through IVF, or people who have had a neonatal loss, like a miscarriage of some sort too, right through to when the baby is 12 months of age. So we offer that support, and we are doing telehealth sessions. So this has come at such a good time, because we know that when you're about to have a baby, or when you actually have a young child, how much support you need. And, I mean, you would know this too, that it's in such a time of isolation, and we've lost all our little village around us that helps us sort of, you know, feel good and maintain good moods and lessen anxiety. So anxieties are at an all-time high thanks to the spread of the virus, and people are on their own. So there's lots of worry and lots of different situations that they face, with hospital visits and giving birth and then coming home with their babies and not having people to come over and give them a break or support them. So, yeah, it's really tough out there at the moment.
Do you think that parents also worried that they might contract the virus or disease while they're in hospital? They might not have someone to support them as usual. Is that another factor as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that at the moment in Australia, you're about one support person when you give birth at the hospital now. So even in the upcoming days after the birth, you can't have people visit you. And apparently you can't even have, you know, your other children. So if you have a toddler and you've had your second baby, that toddler at the moment, I don't think, from my understanding, is allowed in the hospital either. So they're just being extremely cautious. And whilst I think people rationally understand why we have to take these precautions to stop the spread and to, you know, to level out the curve that's been happening, we still need to be very careful. At the moment, the hospital is the safest place, the doctors are saying, to have your baby. So I think they're encouraging people to do that and to make sure that they seek out professional support and talk to their trusted professionals to make a plan and make it as flexible, I guess, as possible, because things are changing, aren't they, all the time. And it's testing all of us. But I think a bit of flexibility, a bit of planning, but some flexibility, and please talk to those who you trust and to get your questions answered.
During this COVID outbreak, is there any other way that people can connect, stay connected with the other people without having to meet them face to face?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think a lot of people are doing this already. I mean, there's a lot of social media platforms that people can talk. There's Zoom. People are having, like, drinks at, you know, 5 o'clock on a Thursday night, and all their friends get together and have a little drink or just have a chat and a cup of tea, and they all Zoom in on each other. There are quite a few platforms that have to check that, you know, they're safe, because some of them can be hacked into. So I guess if that's a concern, I would just make sure that you're using a safe platform. But I think that's the way to go, is to ring people now. You know, we sort of stop making phone calls. We do so much texting amongst each other.
Yeah.
So maybe we can try different things and be creative and do things that we haven't had to do before, that we now have to do to stay connected and to fuel our soul with people who we love. FaceTiming, Zoom platforms, video links, anything like that, I think is really essential. I mean, you can still go and maybe do a walk with one other person, as long as you don't sit down at a bench for too long and get a coffee. Like, you know, there are ways of sort of still connecting that are okay and that are not making restrictions, as long as people are careful.
In this difficult time, parents are expecting new bub or already brought new babies home due to the restriction. Is there any services which are prioritizing for new parents as well?
The Gidget Foundation, we can offer telehealth services and get online with people. They need a mental health care plan from their GP, which they can also do in a telehealth fashion. They don't have to go in to a medical centre to get that. And once they get that, we can free counselling sessions with our specialist perinatal either social workers or psychologists, and we can support them during that time. And we love doing that, and we're very passionate about our work, and it can make a big difference. In Australia, 1 in 5 women and 1 in 10 new dads get some sort of perinatal anxiety and depression. So I'm expecting a little bit of a rise in that, which would be totally normal, you know, given everything that's happening. So I think if you can't sort of bring your anxiety levels down by yourself, and by all means try and get exercise and sleep well and drink lots of water, maintain connection, get some time out, like all those sort of self-care things. If that's not enough, then please reach out to us or, you know, your midwife or your partner and just start talking about how you're feeling and get some extra support.
Those speak English as a second language, it's hard for them to access the telehealth. Is there any suggestion from you?
Yeah, no, that's true. There would be. I mean, we have some non-English speaking, you know, or English as a second language speaking therapists as well. But, you know, we don't cover all the range of ethnicities and cultures and, you know, in Australia. So I guess it is limited. And I think using an interpreter certainly can. At this moment, we haven't yet.
Okay.
That's not to say that we can't think about how that would work.
All right.
I think that maybe the local health centres would maybe have counsellors who might be able to do that as well. But if they need perinatal help, they can always ring us, and we can always try to find someone. If we can't help them, we will try and find someone that can. We won't leave anybody in the lurch.
Okay, so apart from all we have discussed about, is there any other supports or information out there that new parents can access or find support?
Yeah, look, at the gidgetfoundation.org.au website, we have a new online COVID-19 resource folder. So they could go online and read, and there's lots of tips like what to do with kids in the holidays and how to talk to your children about this virus and how to sort of use self-care. And we have a tip sheet for dads. We also have our tip sheets in other languages on our website as well. And we're expanding on that all the time. But I think that other organisations like Beyond Blue and like Dog Institute and Panda and Lifeline, obviously, there's sort of other websites you can ring in and get support as well. So I think if anybody's just feeling a little bit wobbly and it's not getting back to where they want to be, if they reach out to Gidget Foundation or Lifeline or Beyond Blue or any of those other support phone numbers, that will get some help for them.
Mm-hmm. Apart from all the suggestions you mentioned, is there any other way that we can do it ourselves without having to ask for experts or something that we can do in order to keep us away from anxiety or anxious or whatever reason?
Yeah. I mean, I think there's lots of things people can do. On our website, there's a big list of them as well, and we're about to put up videos of us actually talking through some of those things as well.
Okay.
But I think just to sort of, in summary, a lot of tips would be to just tune in a little bit to how you are and really monitor how you're going and reassure yourself that you'll get through it. The world has been through so many, you know, crisis, really, even this year with the fires. Like, people get through. It has an impact on people. There's no doubt about that. But people get through, and it will pass. And like I said before, get adequate sleep, eat as well as you can. And maybe like even reframing things and trying to put a positive spin on things. Like I may not be able to have like a load of people over my house after I have my new baby to welcome mm-hmm. it, but maybe that's a nice time just to try and enjoy being with your little family unit and get your head around being a parent in that massive transition. And then it will happen that you'll be able to go out and have people over. But maybe this time will actually be good. There's much less pressure when you don't have to go out and do stuff. And so it's sort of nice in a way to slow down. So maybe this time also to slow down a bit. Be creative and take it day by day and be cool. And limit unhelpful exposure to websites and news and social media that's not helpful. So limit that as well.
But social media is also important parts of our life, like FaceTime, Skype, whatever social media platform out there is a way that we can stay connected with our families, loved ones, or friends. And it's also bombarded by the news. How can we sometimes stay connected and also bombarded by the corona outbreak?
Yes, exactly. That's why I think we've got to limit it. I actually have a client who, after she's been on social media for 2 hours a day, some app that she has on her phone just cuts her off from it because it's quite addictive. And I think it's okay if it's sort of healthy or positive or your friends or something humorous, you know, which is sometimes nice. There are lots of funny Instagrams. You know, people that you can follow that brings a bit of laughter into your day, that's a lovely thing. But if it's something that increases anxiety or fear or distress, I would be just not even looking at those right now. And even surrounding yourself with good people, whether it's by phone or by a video link, they're the sort of people and that's what you need to be around at the moment if you're feeling a bit wobbly, you know.
Okay. Thank you so much, Chris Barnes, for your insights into alleviating the anxiety of new parents or to be new parents.
You're welcome. So hang in there, everybody, and please contact us at the Gidget Foundation if we can help you.
Okay, thank you so much for your insights.
For your time.
3 น้องเต้าอย่าสอดสื่อตรงเงินนอนสีล้อน้องเต้าใน Apple Podcast Google Podcast Spotify และยังน้องเต้าได้เลยจอ Podcast เต้า